can make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger. All right, Bricks, let's get into the NFL here. By the way, search us on Facebook, Cover 2 Radio. Use the number for the 2, and like us on Facebook, updates and all sorts of good stuff throughout the week. You can check out the pumpkin I carved for Halloween, which is money.
It is money.
But either way, Bricks, let's get into the NFL. We are kind of at the midway point, I guess. I mean, 17 divided by 2, carry the 7.
It's close enough. We're at the midway point.
Right. We're gonna hand out our mid-season awards here for the NFL. By the way, I was looking back at some of our awards. Dude, we whiffed hard on a couple of these. Namely
really?
Me. But yow.
How bad you whiff?
Offensive player of the year. Mike Vick.
Wow. That's a miss.
Hang on.
He's about to be benched.
Coach of the year.
What'd you say, Norv Turner?
Andy Reid. Soon to be fired, Andy Reid. You had, by the way, you had Offensive Player of the Year, Calvin Johnson. Not
an awful pick.
He hasn't had a season at all, really, but still not.
Calvin has. The rest of the team hasn't.
I don't think so, man.
I will look up the Calvin
just,
Johnson
this,
number.
This could just be my fantasy bias coming in.
Who's my Coach of the Year?
You had Coach of the Year, Fox.
Oh, you know what? I'm about to double that. Let's jump into it. Solid. Coach of the Year, midseason, I take John Fox.
You're going John Fox.
The team's winning. Took him a little bit of while to mesh.
Yep.
But you're talking about a guy, again, who changed his whole... He's a defensive-minded guy, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even like this is his forte. Keeps a strong defense. Changes a whole team around a novelty like no one's ever seen before in Tim Tebow. Scraps him. Gets a guy who runs the most complicated, convoluted offense in the history of the NFL in Peyton Manning. Completely adjusts, puts his ego aside, lets Manning do what he does. And by the way, going to run away with that terrible division.
They weathered the storm of what was a difficult opening, 6-7 weeks. Tough schedule to open. Their schedule gets unbelievably easy. They're going to win that division in a walk. Probably will be the first team to clinch the division win. I think they get a bye. They're going to roll into the playoffs. It looks great for them. And you said it. It's just a terrible division. By the way, I want to give us kudos for not buying into the Tony Moiaki love.
Yeah.
That neither of us were buying the Chiefs preseason, and that turned out to be... Brady Quinn was scheduled to make a start last week. That's how bad things have gotten in Kansas City.
By the way, there are
City.
Two guys that are just... They can't catch a break. And that's Brady Quinn and Matt Leinart. I think Quinn actually puts in work. Leinart just hangs with babes and enjoys being the backup quarterback.
He just lives the dream, right?
But he comes in. First of all, it happened last season. Leinart gets the start. Two plays in, he like breaks his hand, and he's done. And you bring in not Kafka. What's the name of the guy?
I don't know. Nick Foles?
No. The guy for the Texans.
Oh, I was still on Eagles backup.
He did a playoff game. Whatever. Anyway, he gets his chance, blows it in two plays. Two plays into Brady Quinn's start last week, he gets concussed and he's out for 2. The guy just can't, I feel kind of bad for him. Then again, he's one of those dudes like Donovan McNabb late in his career where he just pumps too much iron. You can't be that accurate.
Probably a little bit.
If you can't hike your elbow up because your bicep gets in the way, you really can't chuck the pill.
Yeah, yeah. And David Carr's probably got... That's why David Carr throws sidearm now.
Yeah,
David. He just can't do it.
Every year he drops an arm slot. He's like Randy Johnson.
His biceps are getting... Because he's got nothing else to do. He comes into the film room. Eli's like, I got this, brother. Just go.
In like 2 years, he'll be Chan Ho Park.
Have fun with yourself. by the way, as for Coach of the Year for me, I went off board. I went with the combination of Chuck Pagano and Bruce Arians. Very difficult situation in Indianapolis, and they've done it well. They've turned around what was just an awful team last season with basically the addition. I mean, it's Andrew Luck and Vontae Davis. That's what they had in additions, and they've got themselves in playoff contention. Who knows where it goes from here, but the Colts are in playoff contention. Kudos to them, and kudos to both of those guys.
Absolutely. And by the way, Reggie Wayne's Hall of Fame stock is going up greatly this season. He's obviously not a product of Peyton Manning.
Right.
The guy
having
has
a
been
solid season with
a
Luck.
Huge safety valve for Andrew Luck.
You know what? You know what could work against him? Luck goes on to have this amazing career, and then everyone looks back and goes, well, Reggie Wayne played with Peyton Manning
right.
and Andrew Luck.
It's true. So right now, his stock is rising.
Right. But offensive player of the year. Who's a... Who's it for you?
You know, I'm gonna be kind of, this is kind of like the year that Chris Johnson won Offensive Player of the Year but didn't win the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Peyton Manning as the Offensive Player of the Year. His numbers have been outlandish. You know, he's taken young guys like Eric Deckers and Demaryius Thomas, who's kind of a knucklehead. He's gotten those guys on the same page. Doesn't have a phenomenal running game. They're just flowing on all cylinders. Mm-hmm. You could easily go Matt Ryan was the other guy
that's,
I was kind of debating.
And that's who I went with. I went with Matt Ryan. Look, I don't buy the Falcons. I don't think they're as good as... I mean, look, they're a solid team, no doubt. But I don't think they're as good as their record says they are right now. But Matt Ryan's taking a gigantic step forward in his career. And you got to reward... I mean, dude's playing lights out right now.
Yeah, listen, he's been phenomenal. He has great weapons, more established weapons than Peyton has. Peyton is now establishing these weapons.
Mm-hmm.
The only real thing... Because, listen, there's two factors. One, you know, Ryan plays in a dome, which is more conducive to dynamic numbers.
Yep.
Two, that's a well-oiled machine, in large part because of him, mm-hmm. but he's been in that system for a while. Peyton's playing outdoors, which is something new to him. He's also, you know, building there and building on the fly and building very
and
effectively.
And doing a solid job building there. How about Defensive Player of the Year?
Defensive Player of the Year, I'm going to go with Chad Greenway of the Minnesota Vikings. Chad Greenway, in case you did not know, and in large part I know this because he's killing it on my fantasy team, has 81 tackles.
It seems high.
That's very
at
high.
At this point.
That's on pace for 160. That's a baseball season's worth of tackles. The guy, listen, Minnesota has been one of the surprise teams. They've
Absolutely.
Come back to earth a little bit. But, you know, their defense is great. This guy tackles everything. He doesn't have huge sack numbers, but he's the reason that Jared Allen can pin his ears back mm-hmm. and rush the passer.
That's a great pick, but I went J.J. Watt. I mean, just kind of an obvious pick. Dude is killing it in Texas. That game he had Monday night against the Jets, it was an eye-opener. And everybody knew he was good, but I don't think anybody knew he was that good. Cushing goes down. He has to pick it up. That defense is still legit, playing on what might be the best team in the AFC right now. I love it there. MVP.
I'm going to let you lead off with this.
I struggled between two guys with the same last name.
Okay, and who'd you go with?
I'm gonna go Eli.
Going with Eli as MVP, make your argument.
I don't think the Giants do much without him. I think he runs that team. The defense hasn't been great this season. And again, I don't think this is an award he will ever win because he doesn't put up the stats. He doesn't have the same gaudy numbers that a Rodgers or a Breeze does. And so people will overlook that. But if you watch the games like you and I do, because we're fans, if you watch him play, he runs that team. He makes it go. No matter what. The Giants win, you go, wow, Eli had a great game. And then you look at the stats and he threw for 198 yards and a touchdown. And that was it. But you know watching the game that dude made every throw. He did everything that was needed to get that win, and he is unquestioned the reason the Giants are 6-2 right now.
You know, I actually also went with Eli Manning, and I went for two reasons. One, the guy's phenomenal. He's great at late in games. He's had two subpar games, but he's won them both.
He's gone out and done exactly what he needed to get the win.
Exactly. And I think that what helps him this year is aside from Peyton. And Peyton's prone to have a couple, three or four pick games. It just happens. It's mm-hmm. weird. Nobody's putting up those gaudy stats that they did, you know, last year, two seasons ago, three seasons ago. There's nobody who's going to put up 50-9,
yeah.
you know, touchdown to pick. So I think that this is a year where people can look at Eli, look at the team, if they continue to win, put up, you know, that's another thing is there's no 13-0 team, maybe the Falcons, I take that back. There's no team like, you know, Green Bay last season where Rodgers is going crazy. It looks like they cannot lose a game.
You know, right now, I don't think there's a dominant team in
right.
the NFL.
Green
there's
Bay's
solid,
5-3.
There's great teams everywhere.
So if the Giants can continue, get a one seed or a two seed, I think people will look at it and say, listen, this is Eli's team. You know, he wins it. He's, mm-hmm. he plays gutsy, clutch football, and they could give him the
Maybe.
Hardware.
We'll see. As for a surprise, I went with the other Manning. That's kind of why I went with Eli. Surprise Peyton. I mean, I expected Peyton to come back and play well and kind of rekindle what was. Never expected it to be this.
Rekindle what was? With this?
The
love I had for Peyton, our relationship together, him on the screen, me on the couch.
Look, I just finished
melted
the North.
Melted Velveeta all over me. I went with the Miami Dolphins. I think the Dolphins are for real.
That's a solid
They're above
pick.
500. Ryan Tannehill is shockingly effective for, you know, a rookie with no experience. I think it certainly helps that Mike Sherman came with them in a package deal.
Yep.
Joe Philbin, who looked like a total non-alpha. What if you're not an alpha man, what are you?
Omega?
You looked like a complete omega out there on Hard Knocks.
That does not roll off the tongue nearly as well as alpha.
He didn't look like an alpha is what I'm trying to express here. The guy's obviously got people buying into what he's selling down in Miami. That's a
team that always plays tough, still does.
If not a winnable division, they'll certainly, you know, they've already split with the Jets. They have a chance to finish second, maybe first, maybe get in the wild card hunt. You didn't expect a 4-3 mark from the Dolphins right now.
How about a disappointment? For me, based on who my coach of the year and offensive player of the year was, I'm going to have to go with the Eagles, who have just been a complete mess. Fired their defensive coordinator, even though I don't think their defense was the problem. Michael Vick is turning the ball over at like an unbelievable rate. The rest of the team is still turning the ball over. They're horribly under in the turnover ratio. They're a bad team right now. They're just a bad team. So I went with the Eagles.
They are, and I took this a bit more literally as a Giant fan. It doesn't disappoint me at all that the Eagles are terrible.
That's a fair point.
You know, I was looking at the Cowboys.
That's a fair point.
Like, I'm not disappointed. I'm pretty happy. I'm kind of content with that. I actually went with Drew Brees. I thought, I know Sean Payton goes down and they made the stupid decision to make a suspended
coach.
Have
nine different coaches.
Right, exactly.
Right.
But I thought that he was above and beyond that. I thought that he was
the
de facto coach of that team. And it's proven to not be the case. Steve Spags is letting me down. My heart breaks every time a touchdown scores.
I don't know what happened. I gotta be honest. Before all the bounty stuff came out, I heard Steve Spagnuolo was becoming the defensive coordinator for the Saints. I went, Saints win the Super Bowl. That was my exact reaction. Was Saints win the Super Bowl?
Spags is way better than Greg Williams. He's obviously not shown that. I guess they just don't have any players on that side
of
the ball.
Maybe, I guess. I don't know. I mean, it takes a while to get into Spags' system. You remember the Giants gave up like 80 points in the first two games of his tenure, but then turned it around. But this has been brutal for
I just thought that the defense would have been better than they are. I thought Drew Brees would put up 55 points if he needed to, and that team would be better than 2-5.
Yeah. How about the best and worst teams in the league, Bricks?
I'm going to go with the Atlanta Falcons as the best team in the league. The reason that they scare me, I think they're very beatable outdoors. However, at 7-0, they have a big leg up on anybody to get that number one seed. Mm. I don't think that you want to go into Atlanta and play them in a dome. They're playing a video game style offense. So until they lose a couple games and potentially drop from the first seed to the second seed, I'm going to go with Atlanta because I think that they're dangerous indoors. In terms of the worst team in the league, I think that they're playing tonight. I think you're looking at Kansas City. Romeo Crennel is just not a good coach.
It's terrible.
Their quarterback situation is abysmal. You still think that with Jamaal Charles and Dexter McCluster, they have some home run threats, but we're only giving the ball to Jamaal Charles five times a game, and your coach can't even explain why.
Yeah.
It's a debacle.
I think before the injury to Cushing, I probably would have said the Texans, but I guess I'll go with the Falcons by default. Again, I don't buy in. I don't think they're as good as their record says. They haven't played anybody really yet, except the only solid team they've played is the Broncos, and the Broncos, I mean, Peyton Manning had his off game. It really is off quarter. He threw three picks in the first quarter. Otherwise, I think maybe, you know, who knows in that game. So I don't know. I don't love the Falcons, but I guess by default, especially with the injuries the Texans have, I guess I'll go with them. Worst team, the Jets. I'm kidding. They're not worst team, they're pretty friggin' bad.
They're not the worst team.
And we'll get into the Jets. I guess I'll have to agree with you on the Chiefs, but and there are a couple different contenders, the Jags, who I guess played the Packers tough, but they're awful. That's the Jets. We'll come back. We'll get into the Jets. It's cover two.